Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The weather's starting to warm up, and I'm excited and looking forward to see that corn planter knifing seed into the ground. I love planting season, but harvest is even better. The ag industry sees a very good year on the horizon. Grain and soybean prices are pushing up into territory we haven't seen in 5 or 6 years. With millions of vaccine shots being administered, the pandemic should fade and normal life will return. The U.S. employers added 916,000 jobs last month, and the unemployment rate fell to 6%. That's twice as many jobs as were added in February. Consumer confidence is up, and our economy is on the rebound. Our federal government should be working together to capitalize on these growing economy. But during the presidential campaign, Biden promised bipartisan government. The American people voted for unity and compromise. After spending $5.4 trillion last year to stimulate the economy, how much more do we have to spend? Well, President Biden's $2.3 billion infrastructure bill is a socialist wish list. Only about 10% of the money in the bill is marked for infrastructure. And I'm not suggesting all the other stuff in the bill other than the 10% is not worth debating and considering, but it should not be in this bill. I don't know how we'll pay for all the debt that we're adding to the huge debt load that we already have. Let's remember what British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher once said. Socialism works okay until you run out of other people's money. The well-respected former Democratic Secretary of the Treasury, Larry Summers, had this to say. This bill could funnel too much money into the economy, spark inflation, and crowd out other priorities. And then there's one other concern that I have, and it is a tax plan that could raise money to help pay part of the bill. We could raise the corporate tax sum from 21% to 25 or 28. Taxing the rich sounds good, but I guess we'll see how that'll work out. My biggest tax concern is the possibility that the Congress will want to raise the estate tax. My farm is a family business and has been in the family for 200 years. 98% of farms and ranchers in the United States are family owned. Well, can small businesses such as farms survive a huge tax at death? Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.